Lenten Journey, Day 25. Fear. By this 25th day of the Lenten journey, we realize many things have changed in our life. Our surroundings seem to have changed until we realize that actually it is us. It is us who are now perceiving things differently, who have a broader understanding of our prayer life as being a communication not only with God, but with the inner self. We understand our fasting as a point of discipline and, of course, our giving, reaching out to others, compassion, being an articulation of our faith. On this 25th day of Lent, we understand that the path we're on is something much bigger than a 40-day journey, but something that we carry with us through the rest of our lives. These past few days, we've been looking at the metaphor of the steward, that is, somebody who is entrusted by another to look over assets. And we realize the greatest assets have been given to us by God, and we are the stewards, the managers of that life that God has given us. We've been exploring this metaphor of stewardship, our responsibility to our lives and really actualizing and fulfilling our potential in relationship to a parable offered by Jesus of the dishonest steward. Here is a person who is commended for his shrewdness. But many times we find that in our own lives, some of the difficulties that we experience, that is, the problems that we have to really reach our potential, are not about shrewdness or shyness, but more of fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of ourselves, the fear of being put down. There are so many dimensions to fear, but whatever they may be, we realize in the end, all fear prevents us from maximizing our potential. All fear acts as a hurdle for us to overcome, to win the race, and unfortunately sometimes fear also becomes an obstacle preventing us from getting to the end, getting to the goals that we hold so dear in our heart. Think about it in your life. All the dreams that you have, all of them are attainable, but what prevents you from reaching those goals? Is it not fear? In our churches, we cover the altar during the Lenten season with a curtain. That curtain symbolizes sin, the separation of man and God because of this sin, because we are imperfect. And yet perhaps that curtain can best be described as fear, as the fear which really prevents us from seeing all the beauty that is around us, seeing the potential that we have within us. Beyond the parable of the dishonest steward, Jesus uses other parables to explain stewardship to us. Among them, he speaks of stewards who are fearful. That is, people who are trusted with life, but fear to explore it. One such parable reminds us of three men who are entrusted with different amounts of money. To the first, $10,000 is given, to the second $5,000, and to the third $1,000. When an accounting is required, what did you do with the money that I gave you? The first one says, I took the $10,000, invested it, and I took some risks with it. Here it is. Here's another $10,000. The second did the same thing. He took the $5,000 and multiplied it and gave back $10,000. He says, here's $5,000 and $5,000 more that I invested, and here it is back to you. But the third of these stewards was fearful. To him was given $1,000 and he was scared. He was scared of humiliation. What if he lost it? He was fearful that he might be condemned if anything happened to that money. Rather than understanding that money as a tool, he took it and he kept it in his pocket as if it had intrinsic worth in itself. When asked for an accounting of his stewardship, he reached into his pocket. He gave back $1,000. Nothing was lost from it, but he was condemned. He was condemned because what was given to him was kept, was not used. He was scared to use it. He had that fear that each and every one of us possess, the fear of succeeding. And the reasons for those fears are many. They go back to our childhood. Some of them go to our relationships with people who demand of us. Some of it go because of physical inabilities, handicaps, or illnesses. They are all the same fear, and each of them accordingly prevent us from realizing our dreams, from really reaching the goals that we set for ourselves, and more importantly, the goals that God wants us to set for ourselves. Each of the stewards in this story were given different amounts to remind us that life deals out different hands to different people. There are some that have more, some that have less, but in each case you have a responsibility to take what is given to you and maximize it. I invite you today to really think about that stewardship that God has trusted you with, the life that you have, to end the fears that prevent you from really maximizing yourselves and the potential that God has placed inside of your heart. There are so many beautiful things all around you, and I invite you to look beyond the material gains. This is not an exercise in prosperity. This is an exercise in fulfilling the dreams of your heart, of reaching the potential that you have. For in fact, in this Lenten journey, we realize that the curtains in front of us need to be drawn, that we do want to see the beauty of life. And because we want it, we know that God has placed that desire in our heart. Let us seek the beauty that God has set up all around us, and know that with his help, those potentials can be realized and actualized. We now pray the prayer of Saint Nerses Shnorhali from the 14th hour of Haladov Chostavanimk. Protector of your creatures, by the sign of your holy cross, keep my soul and body from the allurements of sin, from the temptation of the devil and unjust people, and from all perils of soul and body. Have mercy upon your creatures and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we will take the next step in our Lenten journey. In the meantime, please join us at our website, epostle.net, where you'll find podcasts and broadcasts, as well as many resources for your spiritual journey. I also invite you to download our weekly podcast called Next Step. In Next Step, you'll find interesting information that further explores our responsibility as Christians and understanding ourselves within the context of Armodoxy. That's at epostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.